Violence is surrounding the polls in Bangladesh. The future of international adoption is at risk, but you can be a voice for the voiceless. And January is a chance for change. You'll find out why on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Questions are already tarnishing the Awami League's electoral sweep in Bangladesh. The run-up to the election was marred by violence and death. On polling day, the opposition party backed out of the elections. Asian Access's Noel Bacchetti says it's a messy 20-year feud.
When they strike in Bangladesh, most of the transportation shuts down. Most of the shopkeepers are afraid to open their stores for fear of violence. And it just really kind of stops your ability to function.
The A2 team is asking you to pray with them for wisdom and safety.
We haven't stopped what we're doing. We've just tried to be discreet about it. So we were able to run our most recent training even during a strike period, but it requires some delicacy. We've got another training coming in a month or so.
A2 is training church leaders. Given the circumstances, what they're learning is truly field tested.
People in the country see how Christians live, act, and minister in these crisis situations. How can God use that as really a salt and light and witness in the community?
Next, diplomats are meeting in South Sudan to try and end 3 weeks of ethnic violence. In mid-December, what began as an attempted coup soon spiraled into tribal clashes. Voice of the Martyrs Canada spokesman Greg Musselman says this type of conflict is consistent in South Sudan, but the latest outbreak could launch a new civil war. Voice of the Martyrs Canada has mainly been helping people rebuild and regain their livelihoods. South Sudan is a Christian-majority nation, and Musselman says church leaders are trying to foster peace and reconciliation.
If that doesn't happen, this thing could become like another Rwanda. We pray that that would not happen.
Will you join him?
We need to pray for peace, reconciliation, and repentance for those that have, in some cases, done some pretty horrible things.
This is Mission Network News. Merry Christmas! Well, you're probably thinking I'm a little late, right? Well, I'm not. The Russian Orthodox Church celebrates Christmas today. It also coincides with Russian Ministry's Gift of Hope program that's been going on during Christmas. Evangelical churches purchase Christmas gift boxes with your help and distribute them to poor and orphan children. Russian Ministry's Wally Kolakoff.
We've been able to have gifts of hope in Ukraine, Belarus, Moldova, Russia, Georgia, Kyrgyzstan, and then also a country which was ruled by Russia for many, many years, Mongolia.
Close to 60,000 young people received gifts this year. Kulikov says it's an effective tool for the local church.
Not only trains, but equips the local church. And the Gifts of Hope is an equipping method to help the local church to be involved where they could not be involved previously. Previously, just a Christmas program in itself was not effective.
Next, January is a big deal. Not because you're committed to a new diet or budget. It's more than a time to establish resolutions. Since 2010, January has been named the National Slavery and Human Trafficking Prevention Month. Bright Hope International is hoping to start out this year by raising awareness of the evils of human trafficking. Join Bright Hope to change life for 20 million people affected worldwide. Bring these hurting people hope in Jesus Christ. And are you an American Christian that believes international adoption to be a godly action? Well, according to Adoption Associates Incorporated, international adoption rates dropped by 62% in under 5 years. Late last year, the Child and Families First Act was introduced to both the House and the Senate to address the issue. Help make international adoption a practical priority for the United States by contacting your representatives. Find out how on our new website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Russian Ministries wants to help you pray for countries in Eurasia, including Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, and others. When you support Russian Ministries Olympic Bible Outreach, they'll send you the colorful 2014 Eurasia Prayer Guide. $10 provides two New Testaments for those searching during the Olympics. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at our new website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.